has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We will start with the L'shem Yichud, and then we'll start with the Fourth Aliyah from Parashat Vayetze. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkidu Urchimu Udkidu Udkidu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konane Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konane. The fourth Aliyah is Genesis chapter 30, verses 14 to 27. That's a total of 14 verses. And we know that the number 14 connects to the gematria of the name of David, who is a chariot for Malchut, for manifestation. Verse 14. Vayelech Reuven b'yimei Kitzir Chitim v'yimtza Dudaim v'asadeh v'yaveh otam eleah imo. Vatomer Rachel eleah tanina li midudai b'nech. Vatomer lo lahamat lachtech et ishi v'lachachat gam et dudai b'ni. Vatomer Rachel Lakin Yishkavi Mahalaila Tahatudai Benech Vayavo Yaakov Min Hasade Vayerevate Tzele Alikrato Vetomer Elai tavo ki zachor Sekarti ha bedudai Bani v'yishkavi ma balayla Hu v'yishma Elohim Elea Watahar Vateled le'yakov Ben Hamishi, Latomer Leanatan Elohim, Sekari, Asher Netati, Shihati, Behishiwati, Rashimo, Isaskar, Vatahar, Odleawateled. Bain Shishi Lakot Le Yaakov Vitomer Lea Vivadani Elohim Oti Zered Tov Hapa'am Yisbeleini Ishi Ki Yalati Lo Shisha Panim batikra et shemo zevulun. Weachar yalda bat batikra et shemadina. Vayizkor Elohim et Rachel vayishma. Elecha Elohim. Vayiftach et Rachma, Vatahar vateled, Bein vatomer asaf Elohim, Et cherpati vatikra et shemo, Yosef lemor Yosef Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Liben Acher. Vayehi Kaasher Yalda Rachel et Yosef. Vayomer Yaakov el Lavan. Shalcheni ve'elka el Mekomi ularzi. Tena et nashai ve'et yeladiai asher avati otcha Ta ya da ta et avodati asher avaticha vayomer elav lelavan im na matzati ein be'enecha nichashti vavarateini Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Bigla Lecha. We have finished the Hebrew reading of the Aliyah. And we will now connect to the English translation. Verse 14 of chapter 30. Reuben went in the days of the wheat harvest, and he found Dudaim in the field, and brought them to Leah, his mother. And Rachel said to Leah, "Now give me some of your sons, Dudaim." The question is, why do we need to know that it was wheat harvest? Now, it could be that Dudaim doesn't grow during the wheat harvest period, so that would be indicating a miracle, and it'd be indicating a connection to the plan of creation. Or it could have some other spiritual meaning. Verse 15, and she said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken my husband, that you wish also to take my son Dudaim?" So Rachel said, "Therefore he shall sleep with you tonight as payment for your son's Dudaim." Now that's a very interesting description of how the wives were dealing with their marital rights. Verse 16, when Jacob came from the field in the evening, and Leah came forth toward him, and she said, "You shall come to me, because I have hired you with my sons Dudaim." And he slept with her on that night. And God hearkened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. And Leah said, "God has given me my reward, for I have given my maidservant to my husband." So she named him Issachar. And Leah conceived again, and she bore Jacob a sixth son. And Leah said, "God has given me a good portion. This time my husband will live with me, for I have borne him six sons." So she named him Zebulun. And afterwards she bore a daughter, and she named her Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and he opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son, and she said, "God has taken away my reproach." And so she named him Joseph, saying, "May the Lord grant me yet another son." It came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away, and I will go to my place and to my land. Give me my wives and my children for whom I worked for you, and I will go, for you know my work, which I have worked for you." And Laban said to him, "If only I have now found favor in your eyes. I have divined, and the Lord has blessed me for your sake." That's the end of the English translation, both this last verse is according to the Midrash, and it's very clear if you read the words that Laban did not want Jacob to go because he had done some divination, which is a negative spiritual act. And he was told that the reason that he had recovered all of his financial wealth in the 14 years was due to Jacob being with him. So he did not want to lose his lucky charm. Does anyone have any questions before we go on to the ritual for today that was promised? It is quite interesting. This ritual is because we have passed the ninth minute of the ninth hour of the ninth day of the ninth month of the Hebrew calendar. 4 times 9 is 36, which is a connection to the 36 Tzadikim, righteous people, righteous men. Righteous people is better because we have righteous women as well. We are told by a particular sefer, the Brit Menucha, the covenant of comfort, that this moment of this ninth minute of the ninth hour of the ninth day of the ninth month is a time of goodwill. It's a moment where everything in the universe is in balance, has become to serenity. There is no chaos for that moment. And the light that is revealed at that moment, if you make the connection at exactly that time, is available to you for the rest of the month, all the way through Hanukkah. What does this mean? It means whatever you pray for, whatever you request of Hashem in this moment, whatever you request will be granted. And it's not that you have to wait for it. Yes, there is still a process, but it will happen quickly. This is the meaning of a time of goodwill. This is the same energy that's available Saturday afternoon, Shabbat afternoon. So what is the ritual itself? There is no exact ritual. We are going to connect to certain essays, paragraphs, prayers as we go through this ritual. But essentially what is needed for you to do is to write down on a piece of paper what is it you are praying for. It can't not be selfish things, because that's never going to be granted. But it can be things for the nation, the children of Israel, It can be things like world peace. It can be things like remove the pandemic. It can be any form of consciousness or desire that is sharing. And it is good to manifest that request with tzedakah, with tithing, in multiples of the number 9, as we will discuss. We strive to connect to the number 9. I'll be with you momentarily. First off, we need to perceive ourselves, to see ourselves in Jerusalem, in the temple. We are meditating. There are 4 worlds, and we are starting with the world of Atzilut. When we spell out Hashem's name for this world, it is Yud Vav Dalet, He Yud, Vav Yud Vav, He Yud. The gematria of those letters is 72, connecting to the 72 names of God. But 72 is 8 times 9. And there are 4 yuds in that spelled out name. The world of Bria, the name spelling is Yud He Vav He. Yud Vav Dalet He Yud. Vav Aleph Vav He Yud. Its gematria is 63. Which is 7 times 9. And it has 3 yuds. In the world of Yetzirah, it is Yud Vav Dalet, He Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, He Aleph, which is 45, which is 5 times 9. And it has 1 yud. And the world of Asiyah is Yud Vav Dalet, He He, Vav Vav, He He. The gematria is 52, which is 5 times 9 plus 7. And it has 1 Yud with 9 letters. And if you count the number of yuds, it is totaling 9. 9 yuds in those 4 and spelled out 10 names. In the book of Tehillim, chapter 19, verse 15, verses Ihiyu Liratzon Imriti Lihagayon Libi Lifanecha Adonai Hashem Tzuri begoali. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable before thee, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. This verse has 10 words and 10 yuds. But one of these words does not have a yud, and one word has 2 yuds. The Kabbalists teach us that we do not count the word without the yud. Therefore, there's only 9 words. And we only use one of the 2 yuds that is in the word that has 2 yuds. Therefore, this verse connects to 9 words and 9 yuds. And it is to be utilized during this prayer, during this time of goodwill. Now is the time to read in a whisper to yourselves what you are praying for. We will take a minute to do that. Now is a good time to commit to the tzedakah, the tithing that you're going to do, to manifest the prayer that you just said. And we complete this process with the prayer, the study of a particular paragraph of 18 verses that is called Petach Eliyahu. The translation of Petach Eliyahu is Eliyahu opened. Eliyahu is opening up all of the gates for our prayers, for our hopes, for our desires. All of the gates are open. And when we say this prayer, this 18 verses, we are helping, assisting Eliyahu, the prophet, to open these gates. Petach Eliyahu v'amar Ribon Amin v'ant huhad v'la b'chushban ant hu ila'a al kol ila'in Satima al kol satimin leit makashava tefisa bach kelav. Eliyahu opened and said, Master of the worlds, you are one without count. You are the supernal of all supernals, the concealed of all concealed. There are no thoughts that can grasp you at all. The second verse. Antu diapikat Asarti kunin akarinan lona asar sefi ramdi am haga sefon almin sati min delait galyan we almin deit galyan uvachon it kasi at me b'nei nasha v'yantu dekashir lonu miyachet lonu gin v'yant milgav kol mandi apresh chad min chavreya meilein asar it hashev leya keilu You brought out 10 tikkunim that we call the 10 sefirot to establish the behavior of concealed worlds that cannot be revealed and worlds that can be revealed. Within them, you concealed yourself from humans. You connect and unify them. And because you are the inner of them, whoever separates one from any of the 10 connected ones is considered as though separating from you. This is a verse that needs to be contemplated, because when we speak of the 10 sefirot and we name them as 10 different things, we have to keep them unified in our consciousness. Otherwise, by stating a name of a sefirah, you are separating them. But if you keep in your consciousness the kavanah, that they're all always unified, that is not a problem. Verse 3. Ve'ilein asar sefiran inun azlin kesidran kadarich v'chad ketzir v'chad denuni v'yant hu dian higlon v'leyat man dian hig lach la le'ila v'la le'tata v'la mikol sitra. The 10 sefirot follow their order, one long, one short, and one medium. And you control them. There is nothing that controls you, not above, not below, and not from any side. Obviously, one long, one short, and one medium are code words. If you think in terms of the horizontal lines in the tree of life, one is distant from the top, one is close to the top, and one is in the middle between those two. Verse 4. Levushin tekinadlon deminai hu parchin nishmatin libne nafsha dekama gufin tekinat lon deit keriu gufa legabe levushin dim kasyan alechon. You dress them with garments from which the souls open up to the people. You prepared bodies for them, that is, called body to the garments that cover them. Verse 5. Wait kiriu betikunada. Chesed diroa yemina gvura diroa semala tiferet gufa netza Tirain Shokin Weyasod Siuma Degufa Ot Berit Kodesh Malhut Pe Torah Shebe Alpe Karinan Lea. In this correction, they are called Chesed, the right arm, Givura, the left arm, Tiferet, the body. Netzach and Hod are the two legs. Yesod, the lower part of the body, the sexual organs. The mark of the Holy Covenant. And Malchut, which is the mouth in the frame of the head. We call it the Oral Torah. Six. Achma mocha ihu machashava milgavina liba uva halev mevin uyalilem tirein kitiv hanistarot le'ahashem yohe wahe Adanu yo yo ahedawanu hey yo Eloheinu. Hakma is the brain, is the inner thoughts. Bina is the heart, and within it the heart understands. Of those two, it is said, the concealed to Hashem Elokeinu. Verse 7. Keter Elyonihu Keter Malchut Wa'aleya Itmar Magid Mereshit Acharit Be'ihu Karkafta Zitvile. Supernal Keter is the crown of Malchut. It is said about it, tells the end from the beginning, and it is the skull for the tefillin. Why is the Keter telling us the difference between the beginning and the end? Because Malchut is the end, it's the manifestation. But there's always another generation. Another tree grows from the seed. Another human grows from the relationship in marriage. And so the Malchut, the manifestation, becomes the Keter of the next generation. And that is the meaning of being able to tell the end from the beginning. Verse 8. Milgaviyu Yud He Vav He Yud Vav Dalid He Aleph Vav Aleph Aleph He Aleph Behihu Ora Atzilurihu Shakyu Deilana Bidro Vianpo Yemaya Diashke Le Ilana Beit Rabbe Behahu Shakyu. From its inner, it is Yud Vav Dalid He Aleph Vav Aleph Vav He Yud, which is the way of Atzilut. It is the nourishment to the tree with its arms and branches, like water that irrigates the tree and grows by it. The Keter of Atzilut is not spelled this way. But this is the way of the Kabbalists from earlier generations. They will write things, and they will be presented. And if you're wise, if you're studied, if you're aware, you will realize that it's incorrect. But it's meant to be incorrect to keep those who are not capable, don't have the vessel to handle the energy. They cannot see what is correct. Verse 9. Ribon ha'olam antu ilad ha'ilot seibat basiho de'ashke ve'ilana behahu neviu ve'ahu neviu denishmata legufa de'ihu chayim legufa Leit dimyon veleit diofna mikol madil gavul bar. Master of the worlds, you are the supernal of all supernals, the cause of all causes. You bring water to the tree from that spring, and that spring is like a soul to the body, which is life to the body. There are no images of you and no shape or form to all that is inside or outside. Verse 10. Uvrata Shemaya
has joined.
Minchon Shim Shavisihara. The Kochvaya Mazale Uvara Ilanin Vedishin Beginta Deiden Vesupin Vehewan Veofin Venunin Uvne Nasha Veishtamoda Vehonilain Veech Itnahagun Honilain Wetatain Vech Ishtemodam Meilae Wetatae Velate de Yada Lachkalau Uvar Minach Late Yehida Bilae
has joined.
You created the heaven and earth and brought out the sun and the moon, the planets and the constellations of the zodiac, on the earth, trees and grass, and the Garden of Eden, animals, birds and fish, and humans, to see the reflection of the supernal, and how the supernal and lower ones behave, and how the supernal is gleaned from the lower ones. And no one has any knowledge of you at all. Besides you, there is no one unique in the upper or lower realms. You are master over everything. Verse 11. Kol sefiran kol charit leya shem yediya uchon itkariu malakaya viant leya tlach shem yediya viant umimale kol shemahan viant ushalimu Kad ant istalek minchon istaru kuhu shemahan gefu gufa gela nishmata. And each of the sephirot has a known name, and in them the angels were called. You have no known name because you fill up all the names, and you are the completion of all of them. And when you remove yourself from them, the names are left like a body without a soul. Verse 12. Antha kim vila bechachma yediya antu mevin vila mibina yediya leit lach atar yediya ela lishtamura tukpach bechela livne nasha. Ulachaza alone ech ait naheg almad vedina urachame deinun tzedek umishpat perfum of tzadehon sivne nasha. You are wise and not in a known wisdom. You understand and not in a known understanding. You have no known place but to be found with your strength and force. To the children of man, you show them how the world is executed with judgment and mercy, which are justice and laws according to the actions of man. Verse 13. Dinihu givura mishpatamuda. Yemsaita tzedek malchuta kadisha mosneim tzedek tirem samke kishot kin tzedek ot berit kola liachaza ech itnaheg alma avalav deit lach tzedek Yediya Dehu Din Belav Mishpat Yediya Dehu Rachame Velav Mikol Ilein Midot Kelav. Judgment is Gevura. Laws is the central column. Justice is the holy Malchut. Scales of justice are the two columns of truth, and justice is the sign of the covenant. All is made to show how the world functions in the system, but not that you have known justice that is judgment, and known laws that are mercy, and none of these attributes at all. Verse 14. Kum Rabbi Shimon veitchatshun milin al yadach deharishuta yityachiv lach legala'ah razin tamirin al yadach madela yityachiv rishu legala'ah lishum barnashad ke'an. Rise, Rabbi Shimon, and renew those things by your actions, for permission was given to you to reveal these concealed secrets. Permission to reveal which was given to no other man until now. Verse 15. Gam Rabbi Shimon patach v'amar. Lecha Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Agdukedula the Hagura Wigomer Ailain Shema Uinun Demikin Behebron Mirayaya Mihemna Itaru Mishnachon Lakitsu Viranenu Shokde Afar Ilein Inun Sadikaya Deinun Misitra Dehahud Itmarba Ani Ashevana Belibi Ir Belavinun Metimugin Daitmar Behon Chat Kitsu. Rabbi Shimon rose, opened, and said, "For you, Yudhei Vavhei, the greatness, the might. Supernal ones, listen, those that sleep in Hebron, and the faithful shepherd, wake up from your sleep. Stop your sleep and rejoice, ground dwellers. Those are the righteous from the side about whom it was said, I sleep and my heart is awake. And they are not dead, because of them was said, wake up and rejoice." Verse 16. Mehemna itar antviavahan leitaruta. Tishkinta dehi shena begaluta diad kean sadikaya ulhu de michin. Beshinta behorechon miad yehiva shekinta telat kalin legabe raya. Mehem nava yemale yakum raya behem nade ha Allah itmar. Kol dodi dofek legaba geba legabai bearba atvan dileya. Yema bechon pirchili achoti, raiyati onati, damati dehatam, awonech batzion, lo yosiv behaglutech. Faithful shepherd, wake up. You and the patriarchs to the awakening of the Shekhinah that is sleeping in exile. Up until now, all the righteous are sleeping and sleep in their eye holes. The Shekhinah then gives three voices towards the faithful shepherd and said to him, "Rise, faithful shepherd, for about you was said the voice of my uncle Knox. By me with its four letters, and with them he said, open for me, my sister, my wife, my pure dove, because your
has
wrongs
joined.
Are no longer considered. Daughter of Zion, he will not prolong your exile." Verse 17. Shiroshi mai nimlatal. Ela Markud Shabarihu Anta Shivata Mioma Didha Rabbe Mahdisha Dialna Beveta Dili Vialna Vishuva Lalaki Dila Alna Kozina Beyond the Galuta, Hare Lachsimana, Sheroshi Nimla Talhe, Shekinta, the Galuta, Shalimu Dila, Behaim Dila, Ihu Tal, the Daihu. Yud he vav he yud vav dalet he aleph vav vav he aleph ihi shekinta dila mechushban talila yud vav dalet he aleph vav disliku atzvan. Lehushban tal, tehu mal Kadishini Meya. For my head is drenched with dew. What is drenched with dew? And the Holy One, blessed be He, said, you may think that from the day that the Holy One was destroyed, I entered my house and dwelling place, but it is not so. I will not enter as long as you are in exile. Here is your sign. My head is drenched in dew. Hey Aleph is the Shekhinah in exile. Her completion and her life is dew. Tal, which is Yud Bav Dalad, Hey Aleph, Bav Aleph Bav. And the letter value sums up to 39, which is Tal, dew. It fills up the Shekhinah from the source of the supernal emanations. The faithful shepherd immediately rose with the holy patriarchs along with him. Verse 18. Ad kan raza de Yehuda mikan weile elech parashata kadma'a de sitre oraita. Up to this point is the secret of the unification. From here on, the first portion of the concealed Torah, known as the Tikkuni Zohar. That's the end of our class for today. Normally, I would ask for questions, but I'm short of time. So please write your questions down. And tonight's class, our 7 p.m. class, will be questions and answers. I hope you'll join us. Our 11 a.m. class today is the Musar class, continuing our study of the Tomer Devorah. I hope you all have a beautiful day, a beautiful week, a beautiful month, and happy Thanksgiving if I don't speak to you before then. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol. Have a good holiday.
You too.
Shalom. Thank you, Hanok. Thanksgiving to you.